The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
A lot of American voters received an early Christmas gift this year with the official impeachment of Trump. Yes, he's still in office, but you don't always get everything you ask for at Christmas. Impeachment's the process by which a legislative body levels charges against a government official, like an indictment. Impeachment does not automatically remove the official from office. Trump is facing two articles of impeachment, fewer than either Richard Nixon or Bill Clinton. Late night host Trevor Noah said, "You know that fact is going to make him insecure. Trump thinks everything he does is the biggest in history." In fact, the president issued a mocking defense of his conduct at a rally Tuesday night, arguing that the charges that he abused power and obstructed Congress are not even a crime. Trump said, "This is impeachment light. This is the lightest impeachment in the history of our country by far. It's not even like an impeachment," he said. I guess he's suggesting he should get a warning, not a ticket. So the first article of impeachment is for abuse of power, using a public office for personal gain. Trump announced that abuse of power is not a crime for him. And the second article is obstruction of justice. Trump prohibited any of his aides with firsthand knowledge from testifying. Then he declared that is proof of his innocence. Garry Kasparov is a world chess champion and a dissident from Russia. He called Putin a merchant of doubt, and he compared Putin to Trump. He said both Trump and his buddy Putin spread misinformation and conspiracy theories to confuse people and leave them exhausted. So most of us know Trump is being impeached because he used tax dollars to pressure a foreign government to influence an election for his benefit. That was clear in a transcript of a phone call that Trump's office released. And then Trump tried to cover it up. But to Trump, this is all because of Hillary's emails, Obama's deep state, and low-pressure toilets, the kind you have to flush 15 to 20 times. And to clear things up, Trump has his own unelected deep state operative, Rudy Giuliani, on the job. It's easy to make Rudy a cartoon supervillain, confessing to crimes on TV, then denying he did that, or butt-dialing his enemies. But Rudy knows what side Rudy is on. Rudy is on Rudy's side, whipping up personal profits at home and abroad by peddling his personal access to the president, just like Paul Manafort did, all the while representing America abroad like a little independent State Department that nobody appointed or voted for. Hey, Trump made it 3 years. That's a lot longer than many of his business schemes. Our democracy is a system of checks and balances, and Trump likes the checks, just not the balances. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.